Okay, today's daf is Becharos daf Mem Zayin. Today's share is sponsored by Jeffrey Geitzholz in honor of the yahrzeit of his mother, Mrs. Jeanette Geitzholz, Shendel Bas Yeshaya Mendel, Allah Shalom, and Neshama Shevin Aliyah. And we thank Jeffrey Geitzholz very much for the sponsorship. It is also once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. I don't remember if I mentioned that yesterday as well, but I think at this point it's understood. But we thank Dr. Landerer again very, very much for the sponsorship. And also by the shul in honor of our raffle that we're doing, the Play for BK raffle. And we strongly encourage everybody to go to bknw.org and buy a raffle ticket. We would so very much appreciate it. Am I supposed to say something else? I'm not sure what else to say. Okay, all right. So everyone is strongly encouraged. We very much appreciate the chizuk as we try to build our new building. Okay, so we're holding on daf mem vav amud beis, and we are at the word meisve, about 10 lines from the end of the page, on daf mem vav amud beis. So yesterday we had this machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, in order to fulfill the din of yakir, to have a status of a bechor for pishnayim, whether you need the yitzias padachas or the yitzias kalapanim, whether you need only the forehead to emerge or the entire face. So the Gemara is going to have three rayas that you need to see the entire face, and not only the padachas as far as yakir is concerned. Then on the top of Amud Aleph, we're going to talk about what happens if a non-Jew has children and then he converts. So it's a machlokas. What about the first child after Geirus? Is it a bechor? And also, is he Mekayim Pruvu already with the children that he had prior to the Geirus? And those two issues may be linked with each other. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether a Leviya that gives birth is Pater Mipidyon. Meaning the Mishnah said a Leviya that gives birth is Pater Mipidyon. What's that talking about? Is that only if if the father's a Kohen or a Levi, of course Pater Mipidyon, nothing to do with her. So is that only talking about if the father is a non-Jew, or even if the father is a Yisrael? Do we assume that the mother being a Leviya is enough to Pater Mipidyon? We're going to have a machlokes about that issue. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about if a Kohen dies and leaves a Ben Chalal, he leaves a son who is not a Kohen, because the Kohen had married a Grusha, married a Chalutza, so he leaves a son who is a Chalal, so does that son have to do Pidyon on himself when he grows up? Does it matter when the father died, is the son Chayiv in Pidyon? Then the Gemara is going to have a discussion, the Mishnah speaks about a case of a Safek Ben Shiva, La'achron Ben Tes L'Rishon. A woman didn't wait the 3 months necessary between her marriages and she had a baby and she doesn't know who the father of that baby is, so what is the din as far as the Yerusha of that baby, and what's the din as far as the Yerusha of the next baby that she has? Is the next baby considered to be a Bechor to his father? Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to bring us the cases where one is a Bechor both L'Nachla Uli Yerusha, and where one is a Bechor neither for Nachla nor for Yerusha, and it's going to bring a Machlokas with regard to Yotze Dofen and Haba Acharav. What if the firstborn child is a Yotze Dofen, he's a C-section, what's his status, and what is the status of the child that's born next? That's going to be a machloka. So let's begin with meisve. So says Mar meisve, yakir zuakaras panim, vezuakaras panim, parts of panim imachotam. Yakir means to recognize the face. And what does it mean to recognize the face? The entire face with the chotam, with the nose. And that's a kasha in Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the padachas alone is considered to be yakir. Says Mar tani ad hachotam. No, what it means is ad hachotam, up until the chotam, but only the forehead, up until where the nose begins. It does not mean the entire face. Okay, raya number two, tashma, ein mi'idin ella al parts of panum imachotam. You can only testify that a man is dead if you saw his entire face with his nose. Meaning, if you only saw a person who looks like the same body type as the missing man, but you only saw the top of his head and you didn't see his face, then you cannot be meyid that he is dead. So don't you see that you need to see his entire face? No, once again, to me, ad hachotem. You have to say it means up until the chotem. Tashma, says Gemara, padachas below parts of panim below padachas, ein mi'idin at yushneim im hachotem. No, it says explicitly, you can only be made that the person is dead if you saw his face with the chotem. So Amra Abaye v'item Rav Kahana Mikra hakaras pneim unsabam. And what's the pasuk that tells us that that's true, that you need to see the entire face? Because the pasuk says hakaras pneim unsabam, that recognizing using the panim, the entire face, that's going to be the Navi's talking about something bad over there, where people were committing adultery, and the Navi's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to see to it that the offspring of that adultery is going to look like the adulterer, so that you'll be able to identify by the Tzakaras Peneihem Ansabam. So it says, no, you can't bring a raya from the fact that you can only be made on a person being deceased when you saw his face. Shiny Edus Isha Dachmir Barabanan. We're extra machmir if we're going to come to marry off a woman who was previously muchzekes as an Eshes Ish, meaning we knew that this woman was married. Now we want to say her husband is dead, so we're going to be extra machmir that you need to be absolutely certain that it's her husband who is dead. So in that case, you need to see the entire face. Says Gemara, really, we're more machmir by Edus Isha? Umi achmiru? Vatna. No, the Mishnah tells us the opposite. Huchzuk ulios masim ein mipiev. Normally in Beis Din, hearsay is not good enough, but hearsay is good enough to allow a woman to remarry. Mipi isha, mipi eved, mipi shivcha, even psule edus are allowed to testify as far as a woman getting remarried. So kia kilu rabbanan besofa b'tchilas lo kilu rabbanan. Says Gemara, no. When are we makel? We're makel once you know for sure it's the husband that died. We're makel on who is made to testify about that. But b'tchilasa, to actually verify that it is the husband, that we're machmir on, meaning in the initial verification, it has to be absolutely verified by the person who's being made. It's just we allow more people to be made that the woman's husband is in fact dead. V'iba yaseima, yakir l'chud v'akaras panim l'chud. Or it could be that there's a difference between yakir versus hakaras panim. When it comes to edus to be matir and isha, you need hakaras panim. That's what it says, hakaras panahem unsabam. So you need to see the entire face with the nose. But by Bukhar, it doesn't say hakaras panim. It says yakir. So maybe for yakir, the all you need is the padachas without the chotam in order to fulfill the din of yakir. The Shev Shmeitzah raises the issue in Shmeitzah Zayin. In Shmeitzah Zayin, that mimanavshach, if the vlad is nicker with the padachas alone without seeing the face, so why can't you be made on the parts of panim on a padachas without the chotam? So once the padachas comes out, you know who it is, and it's no difference than edus al pi simin. So why does the Tanna require a heker panim as well? And if he's not nicker al yedei the padachas, why is that called? Meaning, yeah, the Gemara said there's a difference between yakir and akaras panim. Says the Shev Shmeitzah, why? Meaning, don't they both mean the same thing? Don't they both mean that there is a hakara? So he brings a tshuva from the Bala Tosus Yom Tov that according to this teretz, the Gemara assumes that the Rabbanan are not mekel be'eshes ish, that you need to be makir the Bala Meis with the dead husband with hakara gemura, and stam hakara is only when you see the person's face. Hakaras panei amantzabam, and that's hakara stam that works to be matir ne'eshes ish. But by Leda it says yakir, and it doesn't say hakaras panim, so you see, you only need to see the padachas alone. But again, that just seems to be like a repeat of the Gemara's answer. It's saying, I guess, you don't really need to recognize the child. The word yakir doesn't mean absolute recognition. It means a lower level of recognition. Okay, so the Gemara brings machlokas amorayim about Yerushas ben Bechor of a ger who already had children before he converted. So itmar, hayilo banu biyosov etchavim vinis gayer. A guy had children when he was a non-Jew, and then he became a Jew. So now, what's the halacha as far as Bechor is concerned? Does his next child, his first child as a Jew, is that considered a Bechor? So Rabbi Yochanan Omar, ain lo Bechor l'nachla. He doesn't have a Bechor l'nachla. No one's going to get Pishnayim. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omar, yesh lo Bechor l'nachla. He does have a Bechor l'nachla. The first child that's born to him as a Jew is his Bechor l'nachla. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar, ain lo Bechor l'nachla. Why is it that Rabbi Yochanan holds he does not have a Bechor l'nachla? Tavalei Reishis Ono. Because he already had his Reishis Ono. His first son was Reishis Ono. So that was, so the first son that's going to be born after the Eris is not the Reishis Ono, and is not going to get Pishnayim. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Yeshlo B'chol L'Nachla, because Geshen Eskayr Katan Shnola Dabi, he never had Reishis Ono yet, because when he went through the Geris, he became a brand new person, and as a brand new person, he never had that Reishis Kalach, that Reishis Ono. So that's only going to come with the next child that's born after the conversion, and that's going to be the Bechor. Says Gemara, V'azul L'tamayu, this Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Yesh Lakish is Lishita. Tassam. They argue in a similar case. The Itmar. We were taught the following. Let's say a person had children while he was a non-Jew, and then he had a gerus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyem Priya Urvia. He's already been Mekayim Pru Urvu with the children that he had. Bigiyuso. Rabbi Shimon Malakish Amar Lo Kiyem. Rabbi Shimon Malakish says he's not Mekayim Pru Urvu, and he needs to have children after he's Megayer in order to be Mekayim the Pru Urvu. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyem. The reason Rabbi Yochanan says he's Mekayim Pru Urvu because the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu Lo So V'ra'a Lo Sheves Yitzara, that our Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world not to be empty, but that it should be populated by people. So since he had children when he was a guy, he was mekayim the idea of l'sheves yitzara, of populating the world with people. So the shita of the Rambam is that he's part of Pri of Ruvia only when he's nisgayer hu ubanavimo, that his children are also megayer. But if only he is megayer and the children remain goyim, the Rambam in the 15th parak of Hilchos Yishus Halacha Vav, right? He is definitely not going to be potter from Puruvu. And the Magen Mishnah explains that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not Yotze the mitzvah with children who are non-Jews. So it's only because the children are now also Jewish that you're Mekayim the mitzvah. Minchas Chinuch discusses what exactly is the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah the act of having children, of birthing children? Or is the mitzvah to have children in this world? Right? So it seems that if you're going to say that there's the possibility that he's Mekayim Puruvu with these children that he had when he's a guy, that it's not the act of birthing children, of having children, creating children, that's the mitzvah of Puruvu. Rather, it's the existence of your children in this world. The other nafkamina would be if children die, Rachman al-Litzlan. So do you have to try to have more to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Puruvu? We're paskin, yes, that the mitzvah is having the children in this world. So Rabbi Yochanan says, since the whole purpose of the mitzvah of Puruvu is to populate the world, and this man has populated the world, so maybe he's already Mekayim Puruvu, does not need to have more children. He was not Mekayim Puruvu with the children that he had while he was a guy, because Gershon Iskayer, Kikotan Shinola Dami. Because whatever happened before his conversion, that was a different person. He's like a brand new person, and now he has the mitzvah of Puruvu. Tosus Mesech Sivamus and Afsamuch Beis writes that Rabbi Yochanan does not argue on the klal of Gershon Iskayer, Kikotan Shinola Dami. He just holds that as far as Puruvu, it's irrelevant, because the Zaruz Miuchas Acharav at that time, so that Kiyum patters him even after he's Misgayer. Meaning one could read this Gemara and say, oh, apparently there's a Machlokas, whether there's such a principle called Gershon Misgayer Kekadosh Shnola Dami. So Tos points out, no, there is no such Machlokas. Everyone agrees that the concept exists. The question is the application of the concept of Gershon Misgayer Kekadosh Shnola Dami. How broadly do we apply that concept of Gershon Misgayer Kikatan Shanola Dami? But this is the Machlokas, whether he's Mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu, and therefore whether he needs to have more children. Now certainly it's always a good idea to have more children. The Gemara tells us in Masech Zivamos that even if a person has children in his younger years, they should continue to try to have more children in the older years. But that's a Midas Chasidus, meaning, but this is talking about the actual Ikerdin, the mitzvah Daraisa of having children. Says Gemara Utsricha, and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish need to tell us their machlokas in both contexts, both in our context of Bechor, of whether the first child born after his Gerus is a Bechor, and in the context of Puruvu. If the machlokas only would have been said legabe the issue of bechor lenachla, of whether the first child after the gerus is considered bechor is going to get pishnayim, I would say yeah. But how come Rabbi Shimon Lakish? That's what Rabbi Shimon Lakish is going to say, that the first one is going to be a bechor lenachla mishum to be yoso vichavim lav bnei nachla ninu, because the children that he had while he was a non-Jew are not zochet any yerusha, so they're not included in the parsha of yerusha. Aval Bahaba, when it comes to Puruvu, Eimam Adel Rabbi Yochanan, Delos Overal, the Sheves Yitzara. I would think that Reish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan, since the purpose of Puruvu is to populate the world, and he has populated the world, that maybe that's good enough. Vavad Le Sheves, he did Sheves. Vietmar Baha, and if the Machlokas only would have been said with regard to Puruvu, Baha Kam Rabbi Yochanan, I would say, yeah, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, that you already did your job. Aval Bahaba, when it comes to Bahaba, Chol Nachla, Eimah Madad Rav Shimon Lachish. I would think that he would agree to Rav Shimon Lachish that the first child born after the Gerus is a Bechor, Tzricha, and that's why we need the Machlokas to be mentioned in both contexts, both in the context of Bechor, as well of Bechor L'Nachla, as well as the context of Puravu. So the Gemara asks from our Mishnah on Rabbi Yochanan, as far as Bechor L'Nachla is concerned. Tanan, the Mishnah said, Misha lo hayu lo banim, v'nasi isha shekvar yalda. If a man had not yet had any children, and he married a woman who already has children from a previous marriage, or oda shivcha v'nishtachara, she had children while she was a shivcha, and now she has been freed. Oda oved schavim v'nisgaira, she had children while she was an oved schavim, and now she's converted. Umisha basa li Yisrael yalada, and after she's misgayer, she now gives birth to a child with her Jewish husband. Vlada b'chol l'nachla, the first child with the Jewish husband is going to be a b'chol l'nachla. He's going to get pishnayim because he is the righteous ono of the husband. But ve'eino b'chol l'kohen, but he's not going to be chayvim pidin aben because she already had children, so it's not a petarechem. So yolda miman, who did she have this child with exactly after her shichrur or after her gerus? Ilemim Yisrael, if it's from a Jew, shaloha yulobanim, who didn't have any children previously, ma'iri gyoros v'shivcha. Why do we need to make this so fancy and say that we're talking about a case where she gave birth beforehand while she was a shivcha, while she was a gaya? Sounds like only it's only because of that that the ben that comes next is going to be a b'chol l'nachla, that the son that comes from the Jewish husband is going to be b'chol l'nachla. But that's not true. Afilu bas Yisrael nami. Even if she was a regular bas Yisrael who just happened to have been previously married and happened to have previously had a family, had children, if she marries a man who's never been married before and they have a child, that b'chor is a b'chor l'nachla. That child is a b'chor l'nachla. Why do you need to make it a case of a shivcha and a giyoreth? Elolav migeresh ha'ilo banim. No, it must be that the case is, who did she marry? Yes, a Jew. What kind of Jew? A ger who had children while he was a guy. V'nizgayer, and then he converted. V'katani, and what's it saying? B'chor l'nachla, that the next child that he has with this giyores is going to be a b'chor l'nachla. Says Gemara, lo, li'ola mi'yisrael shalom ha'ilo banim. No, we're not talking about that she marries a ger who had children from before his gerus. So about she marries a Yisrael who never ever had children. What's the chiddush then? Why do we have to talk about where she's a giyores, she's a shivcha? Just say he marries a regular Yisraelis. The first child that they have is going to be a b'chor l'nachla. No, that you're right. That's not a chiddush that the first child is going to be a b'chor l'nachla. The chiddush is that there's no chiyuv of pidyon ben. Lafuka mid Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and that's to tell us against Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Dama b'chol l'nachla ula kohen, because Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that even though she had children when she was a goya or when she was a shivcha, the b'chor is going to be a b'chol l'nachla ula kohen. Shnemar petarechem be Yisrael, because the pasuk doesn't just say that it has to be petarechem; it's the first one through her rechem be Yisrael while she was a Jew. Ad sheyif through rechem. Israel. So Kamash Malan Delo. That's what that line of the Mishnah is coming to tell me. Not to say not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but it has nothing to do with a man who already had children while he was a guy. So it's not a raya at all. So now the Gemara brings another raya to Reish Lakish, that the son of the Ger is considered a Bechor L'Nachla, even though he had previous children when he was a non-Jew. Tashma, hayu lo banim b'Yosef v'chav v'nisgayer, yesh lo b'chor l'nachla. That's pretty explicit, no? That he had children while he was an oved chavim. And then he converted, so his next Jewish child is going to be a b'chor l'nachla. So I'm Ravina, v'item Ravacha, havadei Rabbi Yosef Glilihu. That b'raisa, you're right, that b'raisa is pretty clear, but that goes like Rabbi Yosef Glilihu. Damar peta rechem b'Yisrael, ha'chiyiftu rechem Yisrael, v'yalef ihu minadida. That just like Rabbi Yosef Glilihu said when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, that even a woman who had children previously when she was a non-Jew and now she has a child as a Jew, that's called Petarechem because it's the first one as a Jew. So Rabbi Yosef Glili would say the same is true as far as a man is concerned, that he had children previously as a non-Jew and now he has children as a Jew. That first child as a Jew is going to be a Bechor L'Nachla. That's Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion. Our machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish is not Lefi Rabbi Yosef Glili. According to the Tanakama, who does not hold that a woman's first child as a Jew is a petarechem, what would they say about a man's first child as a Jew? Is that called Reish Ono? Is that going to be a b'chor l'nachla? Nachlo or not. That's the Machloka, so that is not proven one way or the other. Good. Amar Rav Ad Bar Abba, new discussion. Leviya sheyalda, b'na pater mechamish slayim. That if a Leviya gives birth, so there's no chiyuv of pidyon ben. Well, who's the father? Diyabra miman. I lema diyabra mikohen or milevi. If the father's either a Kohen or a Levi, then my irya Leviya, fili Yisrael Iznami. Why would we set up the cases that it's a Leviya sheyalda? It doesn't have to be a Leviya. It could be anyone, any Yisraelis who happens to marry a Kohen or a Levi. The child is not going to need a pidyon ben. Elo diaber mi Yisrael. Oh, must be telling me that even if the father's a Yisrael, but she's a bas Kohen, a bas Levi, that's going to pater from pidyon ben. But the problem is this week's parsha. Here's a daf yomi coincidence. Lemishbechosam levesavosam ksiv. That the yichus always goes with the father's family, not with the mother's family. So since he's a Yisrael, it should be chayiv in pidyon. Why does it matter that she's a bas Kohen or a bas Levi? Bottom line is her son, if she married a Yisrael, is a Yisrael. So it should be a Chiyuv Pidyon. So Amar Papa, the Yabra Miovid Chavim. When we say that a Leviya Sheyolda, the son is going to be part of a Pidyon Ben, is if she, Rachman al-Son, she slept with a non-Jew, and she had a child with a non-Jew. So the child is going to be Jewish, and is going to be Chayiv, is going to be part of a Pidyon Ben. Velo Tema, Ali B'daman Yamar, Ein Mezaminis Havlad, and you don't have to say that that din is only according to the Shita, that a Gaya Baal Bas Yisrael, that the Vlad is going to be kasher, that he's not going to be considered a mamzer. In that case, you're saying clearly that his yichus is only with his mother, and therefore it would make sense, since his mother's a Leviya. You know, normally we would say you'd go with, if a woman marries, when a couple gets married, the yichus goes with the father, right? Because that's because the father's yichus overpowers the mother's yichus. But over here, when there's no yichus to the father's a guy, so the mother's yichus is the only yichus, and if the mother's a Leviya, then the baby does not need pidyon ben. So that's very mistaver. But even if we pay attention to the father's yichus when the father's a guy, and we're going to say that the baby's a mamzer as a result of the father's yichus, still Levi Pasul Mikri. He's called the Levi Pasul because he's a mamzer, but since he's called the Levi on some level, he's pater mipidyon, meaning the father's yichus in such a case does not totally overwhelm the mother's yichus, and therefore he's going to be pater from pidyon aben. So that's when a non-Jew marries a Leviya or a Kohenes, the baby is going to be part of from Pidyon HaBen. Marbred Rav Yosef, Amr Meshmed Rava, Liolam Diaber Yisrael. Now, maybe the case is that it's a regular Yisrael father, and still there's not going to be a Chi of Pidyon HaBen. Whatever happened to L'mishpachosam, L'veisav Osam, not a shiny Hasam, but Pidyon HaBen is different. To Amakra, Peter Rechem, B'Peter Rechem, Tala Rachmana. The Torah places extra importance on the mother with regard to Pidyon HaBen. And since the mother's a Leviya, the mother's a Kohenes, the baby's not going to require a Pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara asks on Rav Papa from our Mishnah, meaning what did we just have? We just had a Machlokas. In which cases is a Bas Levi's child not going to require a Pidyon HaBen? So we know what we pass on Halacha. We pass on Halacha the second Shita, Mar Brei Rav Yosef, that even if she's just married to a regular Yisrael. But the other Shita, the Shita of Rav Papa was, no, you know when it's not going to be Chayiv in Pidyon HaBen? Only if the father's a guy. But if a Bas Levi marries a Yisrael, the baby will need a Pidyon HaBen. That's the Machlokas. So Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, we already learned on Mem Vav Amrav, Mishay lo banav v'nasi isha shlo yilada. A person who already had children, and he marries a woman that never had children. So the first child from this woman is going to be a Bechor LeKohen. He's going to be Chayv in Pidyon HaBen. And also, if he marries a woman while he's a guy, then Nisgayra Mu'uberes, and she converts while she's pregnant. Nishtachra Mu'uberes, she gets freed from being a Shivcha while she's pregnant. V'yolda, and she gives birth. That Vlad is going to be a Bechor as far as Pidyon HaBen is concerned. And similarly, a woman whose son is Chayv in Pidyon HaBen and gets mixed in with another Vlad that's pater from Pidyon HaBen, like he v'Kohenes. A regular Yisraelis has a baby, Kohenes has a baby, they mix up the babies. He u'Leviya, he v'Isha Shekvar Yalda. So again, her child is Chayv in Pidyon HaBen, the other child is not. They can't identify which one is belongs to who. So in these cases, even though we don't know which of the vlados belongs to who and which one is chayiv and which one is patur in pidyon haben, the father of the one who's chayiv in pidyon haben has to do the pidyon, because the actual birth of the bechor is mechayiv him in pidyon haben, even though he can't identify which is his child. Similarly, if a woman got divorced and did not wait the requisite 3 months, and she got remarried and she has a baby, she doesn't know who the father of this baby is. It's a bechor for a kohen, it's chayiv in pidyon haben, but he's not a bechor lenachla. He doesn't get pishnayim from the father because you don't know who the yoresh is. And but the other children of each potential father could say, "I'm sorry, you're not getting Yerusha with us. We don't think you're our brother." But the Gemara's medayik mechlal from the Mishnah that says he the kohenes or he the leviah, that the children got mixed up. Whose children got mixed up? Hers and the kohenes, hers and the leviah. So mechlal the kuna leviah peturin. You see that being a bas kohen or a bas levi patrus from pidyon haben di abra miman. Who's the father in those cases where being a bas kohen or bas levi patrus? Ilem the abra mikohen velevi yachim mayir kohenes leviah afil bas yisrael nami. It can't be that we're talking about the father's a kohen or a levi, because then you don't need the girl to be a bas kohen or a bas levi anyway. If the father's a kohen or a levi, it's going to be patrus from pidyon. Elo di abra mi ovid chavim, must be that the father was an ovid chavim. Well, kohenes petura v'amar Rav Papa, but is that true that? I'm sorry. The case is that it's the aber mi'ovik chavim, and the vladas are part of pidyon haben because we follow the mother. But then you could ask the question that only by a levia you could say that if it's nisaber mi'ovik chavim, the child is going to be part of pidyon haben. But kohenes petura, well, if it's a kohenes who's nisaber from an ovik chavim, the baby's going to be part of pidyon haben. Is that really true? Vamrav Papa Badiklan Rabba. Rabba tested this svara and he asked us. Kohenes shenis abro me'ovid chavim mahu. If a kohenes gets pregnant from an ovid chavim, what's the din of the offspring? Is it chayiv and pidyon haben or not? Va'aminale, and I responded to him with in a lashon of a she'ela. Lav haynu d'ravad barava. Isn't this exactly the case of ravad barava? Damar levia sheyolda b'na pater mi'chamish shloim. That if a levia gives birth, there's no chayiv of pidyon haben, and that's talking about a bas levi that's nisaber from an ovid chavim, and just like a ben Leviah is Pater because we follow the mother, so too a Ben Kohenes should be Pater. Varmali, and Rabbi said back to me, Hachi Ashta, you cannot compare a Ben Leviah to a Ben Kohenes. Bishlam Leviah, I understand very well by Leviah, even after she's Mizana with the Ovid Chavim, Biktu Shasa Kaima, she still remains Biktu Shasa. What does that mean, she still remains Biktu Shasa? Titani Leviah Shanishbeis, or Shanivala Beilas Nos. A Leviah, no matter who she sleeps with, Nosla Mina Meiser, she still gets Meiser Rishon. That gets given to Leviim va'ochelas, and she could eat it. So you see that she doesn't lose her kedusha. There's no such thing as a Leviah becoming a chalala. Nothing can happen to the Leviah that will take away her kedusha. Ela kohenes kiman di ba'ala haviyazara, but a kohenes, if she's boel to someone who's pasala, so then she becomes a zara. She loses her kohenes, the bias iser, pasals her lakuna. And even if she were to marry a kohen, she's not going to be allowed to eat truma from then on. So the child that she gives birth to from Novid Chavim is also not a Kohen and should not be Pater from Pidyon HaBen. So now the Gemara finally finishes up the Kasha. And the Gemara says as follows. Ha nicha lemar b'rei d'Rav Yosef m'shmei d'Rava. D'amar di abar mi'Yisrael. I understand Rav Ad Barava's statement that Leviah is Pater from Pidyon HaBen is very well understood according to mar b'rei d'Rav Yosef m'shmei d'Rava. That Rav Ad Barava means that even if she has a Yisrael husband, because she's a Leviah, the child's not going to need a pidyon haben. So mukulab b'diabim Yisrael. We could say that when the Mishnah says that he the kohenes, he the Leviah, that they're part of a pidyon haben. When a Yisrael's baby gets mixed in with a Leviah's baby, with a kohenes's baby, that there's a part of a pidyon. That's talking about where the kohenes or the Leviah had a baby with the Yisrael. Yisrael, because that's enough to pater. El Rav Papa, but according to Rav Papa, if the only way there's going to be a Ptur Pinyon HaBen on the Levia is if she was married to an Ovid Kuchavim, well then what about the Kohenes? A Kohenes, B'may Mukila, how are you going to say that Heva Kohenes doesn't make any sense that there should be a Ptur Pinyon HaBen, because there should be a Chiyuv Pinyon HaBen when it's a Kohenes? No, really the case is when we talk about Kohenes and Levia, we're actually not talking about the girl at all. Meaning it's not about her Yichus, it means the wife of a Kohen, the wife of a Levia. Dibna Kohen. Why do we call her a Kohenes? Not because she's a Kohenes, she is not. It's the offspring that is a Kohen, and that's what we're calling a Kohenes. And that's someone who is certainly going to be Pater from Pidyon HaBen. There is a discussion here. What we do see that emerges from this Gemara is that if a Yisraelis has a baby with an Obed Kulchavim, that the child is going to be Chayiv in Pidyon HaBen. Right? We're talking about a Kohenes, a Levia, having a baby with an Obed Kulchavim being Pater from Pidyon HaBen, but a Kohenes Levia. Via we paskin having a baby with anyone is pater from Pidyon HaBen, even with Yisrael. But a Yisraelis that has a baby with Norik Chavim, there's going to be a chiv of Pidyon HaBen. So contemporary poskim discuss the Shaila, because unfortunately it's very relevant to Halacha L'maisa. So we had a Shaila, someone in the community told me once that they have a sister who's married to a non-Jew, and the sister had a baby, and obviously not religious at all, not interested in any Jewish rituals or anything like that, but here's this Jewish baby, that l'chara is a chiv pidyon. So the uncle wanted to know if he should do a pidyon al yidei zechia, meaning who's going to be chayv? The goyish father is not chayv in pidyon HaBen. So who has the chiv of pidyon HaBen? Mistana, the child, when he grows up. What are the chances this child is ever going to do a pidyon HaBen on himself? So do you do al yidei zechia? So Rav Vosner says, really, strictly speaking, we probably shouldn't, but given the circumstances that it's the only option, that it's likely the only option, that we probably should, meaning, and that's probably recommended. That case was a little bit different. It ended up that it probably didn't have to do because it was a case of a surrogate. So it was a Jewish egg, but she was not the gestational mother. So it was a more complicated case. It was a little more labored. Okay, so says the Gemara now on the top of Amud Beis. So Gemara discusses a Kohen Chalal who's born from Psulei Kuhuna, meaning a man, a Kohen, marries a Grusha and has a child. And then, so the child's going to be Chayv in Pidyon HaBen, but the father is a Kohen. So if the father's alive and well, so he takes the Pidyon HaBen money and gives it to himself because he's a Kohen, right? So he could. So what happens if the father dies? Does the child need to do Pidyon HaBen? So Itmar, Kohen Shemes, Minyach Ben Chalal. The Kohen dies and he leaves the Ben Chalal. So if Chista Amar Ben Chayv Liftos Es Atzmo, Rabbi Rabuna Amar Ein Chayv Liftos Es Atzmo, Machlokas, whether the child has to be pulled himself. So Kolich the Beis Avla Achar Shloshim Dekulam Lo Pligi Deina Ben Chayv Liftos Atzmo. If the father died after the baby was already 30 days old, which meant that the father already had a Chiyuv Pidyon, then the child definitely does not have to do the Pidyon. Shari Zacha Ava Bepidyono, because the Chiyuv Pidyon was Chal when the father was alive, and he was zoche in his own pidyon haben money because he's a kohen. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is heichad demesa av b'toch shloshim yom. The father dies when the baby's not yet 30 days old. Rav Chista amar ben chayev liftos es atzmo. Rav Chista says the child has to be pulled himself. Dalo zachav l'pidyono, because the father was not zoche in the pidyon, and therefore he can't be morish that pidyon to the child, because prior to 30 days there is no chiyuv pidyon on the father. The son is the one who has the chiyuv pidyon, and he's a chalal. He's not a Kohen, so he doesn't get to keep the money. He's got to actually do it. Rabba Rav Huna Amar Eina Ben Chayev Liftos Atzmo. No, the son is not Chayev to do Pidyon HaBen for himself. Da Amar Leik, because the Ben Chalal could say to any Kohen who wants the Pidyon HaBen money, Asina Mikoch Gavad Lomatzlus Shayudina Ba'adei. I am taking the place of a man who you could not have claimed the money from, meaning my father, who I am the Yoresh of, you never could have claimed the money from because he is a Kohen. So you have to view me as him. So says Gemara Tanan. We have a Mishnah. The Gemara is going to ask on Rabbi Rav Huna from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Nisgaira mu'uberes." If a woman converted while she was pregnant, So b'chor l'kohen, the vlad is going to be considered, is going to be chayvim pidyon ben. Vamai, why is the baby chayvim pidyon ben? Le malay, can't the ben say to any kohen that wants the money, asina mikol kaver d'lo matzlis shayudin abadei, that you're coming from, I'm replacing a person who you never could have claimed the money from because my father was a goy, my father's potter from mitzvos. So you see that the b'chor is not potter from pidyon ben just because his father would not have had to do the Pidyon HaBen. So over here also, when it's a Chalal, Ben Kohen, he should not be Pater on account of the fact that his father would not have had to do the Pidyon HaBen had he been alive. Says Mar, no, Shani of Chavim, the last Lechayas. There's a difference between the son of a non-Jew, that since he was Megayer with his mother's Gerus, he's not Mesiaches at all after his father, the non-Jew, because the Gershon is Gairus Kekatan Shonol Ladami, and therefore he's not considered to be Ba Mikocho Shala'av. And that's why he's going to be Chayv and Pidyon. But a Chalul Ben Kohen does have a relationship with his father. He is related to his father. His father had the Zechus to take the money for Pidyon HaBen for himself, and therefore he can transfer that Zechus over to his child. Amr Reb Shimon Yasinia, Amr Reb Shimon Lakish, Kohen Shemes B'toch Shloshim V'niach Ben Chalol, if a Kohen dies within Shloshim Yom and he leaves over a Ben Chalol, HaBen Chayev Liftos Esatzmo, the child has to do his own Pidyon. Shalo Zacha Av B'Pidyon, because the father was not Zocha in the Pidyon, because he died before the Chiv Pidyon ever set in. But Lachar Shloshim Yom, Meis Lachar Shloshim Yom, if he dies after 30 days, after the child is ready 30 days old, Eina Ben Chayev Liftos Esatzmo, then the child will not have to be pulled himself, because the father was already Zocha in the Pidyon for himself when the baby became 30 days old. There is a discussion, you know, the Gemara made this distinction that if a child is the child of a non-Jewish man, so there's no Chayas at all, there's no Yichas at all, it's not his father. But a Chalal Ben Kohen, it is going to be considered his father. There's a Tshuv in the Onig Yom Tov, when you have a Chalal Ben Kohen, and you're writing, you're filling out the ksuba, you're filling out the get for such a person. So what do you write? Elazar Ben Aaron HaKohen. That makes it sound like he's a regular Kohen. His father is a Kohen, so you have to write a Kohen. But if how exactly do you do that, right? How do you? And he says, is it even okay to call him Ben Aaron in that case? Is he really is he really Ben Ploni? Is he really his son? So he said, maybe don't write Ben Ploni. Maybe just write his own name, and then you don't get into the Shaila. But then he says, no, it seems that there's no problem in writing Ben Ploni, because the Cholol is Mesiaches Achar Aviv, like our Gemara says, so you do have to write Ben Ploni, so there's no problem with writing that. And he says it's probably not a problem to write Ben Ploni HaKohen, because it's never abundantly clear when the word HaKohen is at the end which one it's going on. So it's not necessarily a raya that the child is a Kohen just because it said Elazar Ben Aaron HaKohen. It's only a raya that it's not a raya either way. You know, the David Ben Yishai Melech Yisrael. So the Melech Yisrael is going on David, right? But, you know, you could have it both ways, L'chora. And that's what a number of the poskim write, that's what you should do. Others suggest you should write, if you have a real Kohen, Ben Kohen, a case where it's not a Cholol, you should write Ploni HaKohen, Ben Ploni HaKohen, to distinguish between such cases. I don't think that's a minhag. I think we just write so-and-so, Ben so-and-so, HaKohen. And in most cases, that's 100%. The word HaKohen is going on both of them, and when you have a Cholol, so it's not going on both of them, it's only going on the father. It says the Mishnah for the Mishnah said if a woman didn't wait the 3 months between marriages, so we're not sure whose baby this is, so he's a Bechor LeKohen and he has a Chiv of Pidyon, but he's not a Bechor as far as Yerusha is concerned. So Bechor LeNachlu DeLoHavi HaKapashot Shakil, that makes it sound like, but he does get a Yerusha together with his brothers. It's just not Pishnayim, but Vamay, can't each set of brothers say, you're not our brother? I mean, they'll go to the brothers from the first husband, and they'll say, you're from the second husband. The ones from the second husband, you're from the first husband. He should get any Yerusha. So Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah says, you're right, L'mitzcha L'ba Acharav. No, we're not talking about him getting Yerusha. We're talking about the next child after him getting Yerusha. The next child after him is definitely a son of the second husband. Question is he a Bechor of the second husband? V'achika Amar, Bechor L'Kohen, Haba Acharav, Ein Bechor L'Nachla. That we're saying that he is a Bechor L'Kohen, and the next child is not a Bechor L'Nachla, will not be able to get Pishnayim with his brothers. So it says, but shouldn't they be able to get Pishnayim with the following trick? There's definitely a Bechor in the family. It's just a question of who the Bechor is. Is the Bechor this child that we don't know who his father is, or is it the next child? So why don't they write a Shtar Harsha'a that between the two of us, we are definitely entitled to Pishnayim, so give us that Pishnayim, and we'll figure out what to do with the money. They'll split the money, but they should get the Pishnayim that way. If you're going to tell me, no, we don't want to make an Ukimta, then our Mishnah is talking about a case of Harsha. The next Mishnah, Daf Mem Tes, we are going to, not the next Mishnah, but the later Mishnah in this part, we are going to say he's talking about a Harsha. So apparently we don't hesitate to make such an Ukimta. So this must be a riot to the sheet of Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai holds that if at some point you knew who the Bechor was, and then somehow it got mixed up, that's when you cried Harsha to each other. But lo hukru b'sof nesarvu, but if it was never hukar who the Bechor was, you never had any idea, and they got mixed up, you don't know who the Bechor is, ein kosen Harsha zel hazeh. You're not allowed to write Harsha for each other. And that's mucha from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that the suffix is not mekabel a chelek b'Yerusha, and the ba'acharav is not mekabel a chelek of Bechora. So it has to be that they're unable to write Harsha'a to each other, because our Mishnah is talking about that you never knew who the Bechor was, and since you don't know who this child belongs to, the first husband or the second husband, memeli, you don't know who the Bechor of each husband is, and since neither of them has a cheskas Bechora, you're not able to write Harsha'a. Meaning Harsha'a is that there was a cheskas bechora, and now you lost that knowledge. But if there was never a cheskas bechora, then you're not allowed to write Harsha'a at all. Okay, but we'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.